Well, I mean, there really wasn't a low. I mean, this is considered a business, and at the end of the day, you know, I kind of knew that was coming. I didn't want to be in a bad situation, so, you know, it was for me to come and ask them questions first before they actually got an opportunity to talk to me. I mean, it was you know, they reached out to me when I was released, you know, and the general manager told me that the owner even wanted me here. So it was a win-win situation for both of us.
Being able to play for Gus again, sort of the main reason that you're here. I mean, if Gus isn't here, is that just a tougher sell for you?
I came here because I wanted to help this team win, you know, regardless of who the coach was. You know, like I said, the general manager and the owner was, you know, they was even griping about, you know, not griping, but, you know, excited about me coming here. So, you know, it was, like I said, it was a win-win situation. Being around a familiar face with Gus and Washer and Robert Sala, I mean, it could have played a role in it, but at the end of the day, you know, I'm just here to help the team win games. Well, I mean, I know my role, you know, in the scheme, and you know, it's a little bit different from the way we ran it in Seattle now, but I mean, it's a great scheme, and you know, we ended up being the number one defense in the league behind it, so you know, having the guys here now, you know, a few missing pieces, it won't be any different, you know, having Big Red here, and you know, we was actually started that whole thing in Seattle. We was there when it first started, so. You know, now is a new day, a new team, and a great opportunity to actually be able to, you know, help another organization win another championship.
You came back to the team last year. At what point did you feel back here almost?
I would say in the beginning, I actually felt pretty good, and then, you know, we had talked with the doctors, and he was like, "You're gonna hit your highs and lows, and you're gonna even plateau at some point." And, you know, he was like, at the end of the day, you're going to eventually get better, you know. And so started off pretty fast and kind of halfway through that kind of plateaued a little bit. And then going on the stretch, like the last four or five games going into the playoffs. And by, I would say, after that Saints game, I felt 100% back to myself.
The
first regular season Saints game, I felt back normal, but you know, during the playoff game, I started feeling like, you know, I was getting back to who I really was.
Chris, how much of the decision to come here is based on coaches' schemes and money?
It didn't play a big part in it, you know. But I mean, I know the scheme. I know. I mean, I'm familiar with the coaches, and to actually be able to have Big Red. Be able to play, continue to play with him, to come back and be able to play again with Babin and, you know, the rest of the guys that are actually here. You know, I think we could build something special here, and that's the mindset that we have.
So what was the greatest incentive for you? Was it money?
No, it wasn't the money. I mean, it's just the opportunity to be able to play and compete. That's what my philosophy is, and, you know, coming from where I was at, you know, that's been the main thing, and to be able to come here with a guy who actually know how to push guys to compete, you know, that's one of the main reasons why I really chose here.
What does Red bring to this?
I mean, Red bring a lot. You know, he's a big time leader. You know, you're never gonna hear guys speak like he do. He always come from the heart, and you know, Red was actually the heart out in Seattle of that defense, and you know, he just the talent that he bring to be the size that he is and to be able to move and play blocks the way that he does, you know, it helps the whole defense. And, it went missing in Seattle because of a lot of different pieces. But, you know, I know exactly what Big Red brings to the table.
How did you meet? That'll be part of your role.
No, I'm a more show you than tell you, you know, kind of guy. I mean, I don't give you hoorah speeches or anything like that. I mean, I'm a show you, and I would expect you to follow it.
I think there's three guys on this team that played the Super Bowl last year. It's kind of an unusual situation to see three guys go from that level all the way down to a team that's kind of struggling to get there.
I mean, it happens. You know, once a lot of teams, when they win the Super Bowl, some teams keep them together and some teams dismantle the whole team. And, you know, we're a group of guys who we understand each other. We know each other pretty well. And, you know, that's our plan is, you know, me and Red had talked about it already when our names first started coming up about, you know, about the salary caps. You know, wherever you go, you know, let me know so I know where I, you know, where I can try to fit myself in at. You know, because we know each other so well, and that's the thing about it, is once you have that camaraderie with somebody, it's hard to actually, you know, try and go find it somewhere else.
Did you ever, when you guys were talking about that before, did you ever specifically mention Jacksonville with Gus? Or,
you know? Red wasn't even on Jacksonville's radar at first. You know, he had a bunch of other teams that wanted him. He didn't really know where he was going to go. And he called me and asked for my advice. You know, I hadn't even been released yet, but he called me and asked me my advice. You know, and I just told him, you know, just follow where your heart want to go. You know, if it's somewhere where you really want to be, then, you know, you choose that place. And unfortunately, well, fortunately, it worked out that we both, you know, end up here.
Why is Gus so great to play for? It's like everybody here loves him, everybody's played for him before, and it's so great. What makes him so great to play?
Well, Gus knows, he knows what he's doing. You know, he's a great motivator. He's a great coach. You know, most guys probably wouldn't understand that, you know, due to the fact that Gus liked to have fun at the same time, push guys and have guys compete. I mean, it's a philosophy that he learned from Pete, but he learned to do it in his own way. And that's one of the things that's so special about him. Get frustrated as far as? I mean, I never give up on myself, and my thing is, I know what type of person I am. I know what type of player I could be. I showed that once I got an opportunity. My biggest thing was, you know, I just want to play. You know, going from Oakland, where I was only playing 33% of the snaps, but leading the team in a category as far as sacks. You know, that said a lot for myself and, you know, the goals that I set for myself. And that's the way I approach every week and every game. So my philosophy don't change as far as who I am, and I know exactly what I have to do.
What was the other option that you were considering? Or was it basically just come here and like what you had, what you saw, and that was that?
No, I mean, Oakland reached out. Atlanta even called. There was about four or five teams that actually reached out, but you know, at the end of the day, like I said, I knew what I had here, and I knew exactly what they wanted to do as far as what they wanted to build on, and you know, that's leadership and all the things that you need to have a championship team, and to have a young group of guys to go out and see exactly what they did last year. Down the stretch when they were 0-8 to continue to fight, that shows a lot of heart, and that shows exactly what, you know, that chip on your shoulder that me and a lot of other guys have actually played with.